I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Bob Doro has written bebop and modern jazz tunes over the years, many with wry and funny lyrics. If those don't ring a bell, how about Conjunction Junction? What's your function? And three is a magic number. Doro is the wit behind the popular 1970s TV series Schoolhouse Rock. I spoke to Bob, and he described how he came to work with the so-called Prince of Darkness around the holidays.
Yeah, well, we had a mutual friend in Hollywood, the late, great Miss Terry Morrell, a singing lady, friend of mine, always kept my album displayed prominently on her shelves. And Miles Davis used to sleep at this house where she rented the attic. He didn't seem to like hotels if he could get in a house. So he came up to visit with Terry because they knew each other. And one day he said, "What's that?" First she said, "That's my pal. He writes and sings and plays piano." Supposedly, according to Terry, he heard the whole LP.
You did write a song on his request. What was that song?
Blue Xmas.
Blue Xmas, yeah.
This is after we'd known each other about 4 years. He said, "Bob, this is Miles. I want you to write me a Christmas song." "Christmas song? What do you mean?" "You're going to sing it with me, Bob." So a couple of weeks later, I got right on the song, and I called him up and said, "I got the song." And he says, "Okay, come down tomorrow night." So I went to his house in Manhattan, and there was Gil Evans, and I played the song over and over and over, and Gil made some notes and went home and wrote the arrangement.
Could you just give me the voicing of the open, just to give people a taste of that sort of slightly down?
"Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas."
Now in that one, it seems to me your voicing does sound a little more kind of not the optimist. You're talking about a blue. you're not saying Christmas. You're saying X. You know.
Well, what would you do if Miles Davis asked you to write a Christmas song?
Huh? I'd do exactly what he told me. Was he approving of Blue Xmas?
Oh yeah, he said write the song, and I began immediately to think. Because he was, you know, the so-called Prince of Darkness. I mean, he's not going to hear La-Di-Da and Jingle Bells and things like that. So I concentrated on the over-commercialization of Christmas.
So Blue Christmas, or I should say, Blue Xmas, excuse me, stands as kind of a monument of critique, really.
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah.
It's quite popular around Christmas time. I think a lot of radio, what we call DJs or operators.
The DJ operators, yeah, we're familiar with those people.
They put it on, in December.
"Lots of hungry, homeless children in your own backyards. While you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive and oh to give and ah to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me, it's..."
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.